Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Patients are being told now. They come in here and they throw the foam ball.
Oh, my God. They're handing the balls to the kids.
You didn't have to tell Callie to do it.
Guys,
this is
Callie Carney. Hi, Callie.
Say hi.
Hello.
How are you? She's good, she said. She's 2 years of age. Clinton and Caitlin, the parents. Yep. And this is Penny, the older sister, right?
Hello, Penny.
Hi, Penny. How are you? So maybe you can, Caitlin, maybe you can start and tell us the story of Callie here.
Sure. So it was in, she was diagnosed with AML April 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of shock for us, obviously, as is any diagnosis is. We were treated at BCH, and then in July she had a bone marrow transplant. So that was, and we were discharged in August, and we've been home since.
Now, is that quick for a bone marrow transplant? I mean, that seems... Don't you to find a donor or right match?
Yeah, we were very fortunate. We had three perfect matches.
Wow.
The first two, happened?
Yeah, they weren't, like, medically cleared. You have to get, like, medically cleared, obviously, before you go through with it.
Okay.
But yeah, the third one was, you know, third time's a charm. So.
Yeah, so thank God for that man. Young man, he's 27 years old from the state, so... He's out there.
That's
thank
all you,
you
know.
That's
yeah.
all we know.
That's all we know.
That is awesome.
And then once the whole stem cell, once that took, it was like a whole new person, right?
Yeah, as soon as she, what they call engrafted or body accepted the new cells, she was back to her old self. So it was remarkable, really. I mean, science is pretty amazing.
So on one side, you're just, I'm sure, like, getting the news was probably devastating,
yeah.
Right? And then going through that, I guess that middle range right there, where you just a lot of struggles, a lot of pain, right? And then to just snapping out of it, I guess.
Yeah, it was. I'm telling you, it was the craziest thing. She was during transplant. She was pretty much motionless. Just kind of took like a long nap. That's what I kind of called it. She was on all sorts of medication and to keep her comfortable, obviously. And she one day woke up. Started playing. I was able to hold her. She was eating. It was like the craziest thing.
And she did this on July the 10th? Is that right?
She started conditioning July 10th, which is just pretty intense chemo.
Yeah, they beat your immune system down, totally wipe out your marrow. And then, it takes, you know, a little while for the horrible side effects to kind of happen. And once they happened, it was, it was pretty rough to see. But like Caitlin said, all of a sudden, you know, my mom stayed over the hospital, and so I could go home, and, you know, the three of us were together. And then all of a sudden she started to perk back up, and it was like each day she got better and better and better. It was remarkable. It's like the only word that you could really think of it.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they see, you know, years and years and years, and it seemed like diagnosis, you know, then you get the transplant, and then after a couple months you've seen a different girl.
Yeah,
so when she – it's funny because when we were – first diagnosed, we, you know, did a big post online to let everybody know, and it was right around Marathon Monday, so we likened it to a marathon, you know, that we were ready for the journey. But Callie handled it like it was a sprint.
I was gonna say,
she flew through everything. I mean, you know, once we got in there for the transplant, they were like, yeah, we're thinking we can let you go soon, and we were like, already less than a month after the transplant, we were like, you sure? Because we got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, we begged them to like keep us at the hospital. We were so terrified to come home, but we adjusted to our new normal, and you know, a year out, we're feeling pretty good, pretty hopeful.
Yeah,
and that's what this is really all about, right? I mean, this is what we're trying to do here for the next couple of days. I mean, have experiences like yours, you know, and who knows, 10 years ago, if this would have happened, what the experience wouldn't have been like,
right?
So, I mean, we need those people to call in right now and donate that money to have more good experiences like this one here, because
absolutely.
She's adorable.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
We decided we'll keep her. So, but she, the people at Dana-Farber and Boston Children's Hospital, they're family to us now.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, her main doctor now, Dr. Suzanne Forrest, is like a family member. We went to, clinic a few times ago, and you know, she ran right up to her doctor and gave her a big hug, and it was like the sweetest thing in the world. You know what I mean? Like, we're looking eye to eye in front of people with that saved Callie's life, and you know, they're our family now. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing. You start the journey, and obviously the shock of what you're dealing with, and then the fear of the unknown, because you really don't know. And what I found about those people over there, they lay it all out to you. So during the process, did you start to feel better as you progressed and went on?
Well, the one thing we always talked about is that the doctors, they don't believe in false hope. They lay it out, just like you said, they lay it out for you exactly what it is.
Right.
And so when they tell you that she's doing good and she's trending good and everything looks positive, you have to take that and you have to hold on to it. It's each victory is, albeit a small victory, it's amazing because you're sitting there and you're saying, all right, well, we know them. They're not going to tell us anything that's not correct. So when you hear that, you know, she's doing good and they're very encouraged with how her results are happening and everything, you can't help but get hopeful. And, you know, we know that she's got a long road and everything, but, you know, that hearing those words saying that, you know, like, you could go home, her levels look good, you know, she looks great. Even just when we bring her to clinic and she says that she looks great, you know, that's enough for us, one day at a time.
So I got to ask, because she loves playing with her dog. Now, did Dad name the dog? The dog's name is Jaeger. I'm not personal, but I'm just curious.
Dad didn't name the dog. We inherited the dog's name. But we obviously kept the dog's name because we were like, hey, this is a pretty good story.
I was thinking back in college days, early 20s.
No, we inherited that name, but we weren't going to change it. So, but he has like 1,000 names: Bubba, Bubby, you know, Bubs.
But the nicknames,
call him whatever.
Yeah, when he's being bad, we call him idiot, and the kids do too.
We do that with Christians.
It's like Glenn looking in the mirror.
Yeah. Listen, we're really happy for your family and for Callie and everything that's happened
over
at Dana-Farber. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Hopefully, it'll help some other parents out there. Hopefully, it'll get people to pick up the phone right now, which we need.
Donate, and never give up hope. These are the best people in the world, for sure.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.